The next time you're looking for some special lingerie, forget about Victoria's Secret. Why not try Damascus? Martin Asser is the BBC website's Middle East specialist. He recently visited the Syrian capital and went to the souk, the old marketplace, in search of novelty underwear.
As well as the usual things that you might find in any Middle Eastern souk, you know, like the backgammon sets and the cloth and the sweets and the ice creams, it also came to my attention that the Syrian souk had a speciality of this quite racy underwear, particularly wedding underwear produced by local Syrian manufacturers.
Well, what did you find? Describe some of it for us.
Well, it's pretty eye-catching, I suppose.
To say the least.
I suppose is the word. It's also quite ear-catching. The first thing you hear is actually the sound of these little tinny musical devices that are concealed in the underwear. So that's the first thing. They have secret buttons which you can press and off they go. They will play popular Arab pop tunes, some of the things you might be familiar from singing Christmas cards in the West. They use absolutely everything to hide in the underwear, and off it goes at the right time, one hopes.
Do people actually wear this stuff, or is it more like something they buy as a gag gift?
It's not really a gag gift. It's the tradition is that before the wedding night, the bride-to-be will gather with her female relatives, and tradition has it that they bring her a trousseau of not all this kind of really racy, naughty stuff, but of indoor clothing, nightwear, and some of it is very skimpy and there's a lot of extra bits and pieces attached that we might not be quite used to, like little toy birds and bells and flowers and you name it, it's on there. There are even ones with mobile telephones in recent years. There was a fad for mobile telephones, so these ingenious designers, they got toy mobile phones and they stuck those right on the front of the underwear.
Is this only a phenomenon in Syria, or is novelty underwear with newlyweds popular in the wider Middle East?
It's very popular in the wider Middle East, particularly in conservative Muslim countries like Saudi Arabia and the Gulf. And they actually import a lot of Syrian underwear.
Is it only made in Syria?
I think Syria is the leading manufacturer of this kind of material. Syria is traditionally quite a big textile producer and very well known for ingenious design in all kinds of clothing, not just sort of wear that you might find in the boudoir.
All right. Well, thank you so much. The BBC website's Middle East specialist, Martin Asser in London. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Casey.
You can see photos and a video of some novelty lingerie being made. Look for the Syrian lingerie link at theworld.org.